Good morning, Symphony Church. We are continuing in the book of Mark, and today's passage is Mark 4, 26 to 29. And let me read that for us. And he said, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows, he knows not how. The earth produces by itself first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts it in the sickle, because the harvest has come." Over the past month, I've gotten a chance to talk to a number of freshmen who are new to our church and new to Boston. And as I've been getting to know them a little bit and hearing about how they got to be here in Boston, at one of the many schools represented in our college ministry, I couldn't help but reminisce a bit back to my own pre-college years, where one of the biggest matters in my life seemed to be which school I'd be going to. For me and for the friends around me, my junior and senior years of high school seemed to be filled with talk about college. All our free time was taken up by essays and tours and testing, and our conversations when we did have free time inevitably fell on our top choices or our ideal schools. But it's interesting because for something that high schoolers care so much about and spend so much time and energy on, getting into college is something that's kind of out of our hands. You know, once you press that submit application button, all that was left to do was just kind of wait. And even then, you had to resign yourself to knowing that a large part of this process was something that you didn't understand and that you didn't have any control over. Our passage today, the latest parable in Jesus's seed-based series, has him explaining that the kingdom of God becoming a reality for man sort of has the same procedure. And what do I mean by that? Well, just like how college applications involve a lot of waiting and wondering, the reality is that our faith journeys are similarly out of our control. After all, we talk a lot about how the truth that we find in the Word of God takes root in our heart and transforms us from the inside out, but can any of us really describe exactly what's going on in there? I think we can all say that this process, as reliable as it is, it's not something that we can manufacture. Let's zoom out for a second and delve a little deeper into this parable that Jesus presents. He has us liken the kingdom of God to a seed that a man scattered on the ground. The seed then grows as time passes without the man's understanding. It goes from a seed to a sapling to eventually a full ear of grain. And lastly, when matured, the grain is quickly harvested in due time. First, the seed. Jesus points out something very important in that although our journey toward receiving the kingdom of God in our hearts isn't one that we control, it's one that we take part in. Just like the man played his part by scattering the seed to be planted, we also have a part to play in our faith. After all, if we do absolutely nothing and go about our lives waiting for God to do everything, what usually happens is that we actually just get distracted and we walk away. Of course, that isn't to say that we are the masters of our own faith and that without us, God can't save souls. Just like there are plenty of times that seeds sprout in the wild without any intervention of man, there are plenty of times where God captures someone's heart without them taking a single intentional step. But if a farmer desires to grow wheat or grain, he'd be a fool if he didn't start by taking that first small step and sowing the seed. If we desire to grow in the Word of God and for the kingdom of God to be more real in our lives, we have to take steps to open our hearts up to receive what he's pouring out into us. Second in the parable is the growth from the seed to the grain. Jesus points out that this part in the seed growing process takes time. More specifically, the process takes time in which the sower doesn't really have any control. That mysterious process of budding and shooting and flowering, it's not something that requires the handiwork of man. I think this is an encouragement and an exhortation to those in the faith that are in this part of the process. For most, if not all of us, we consider ourselves to be in the midst of growing in certain areas of our walks. Maybe you're waiting to see fruit from an increased devotion in your prayer life. Maybe you took a step of faith and started accountability with some brothers or sisters, and you haven't quite yet experienced the joy and the support that people always talk about. Maybe it's as simple as you still waiting to really feel like your quiet times or your Sunday attendance is worth it. Jesus points to the growing seed and says, "Look, these things take time. Don't be so caught up in looking for the signs of progress. Just have patience. Water these seeds from time to time, and it will grow." During my senior year of high school, I remember there being two types of people. The first were the people that would worry so much while they waited to hear back from their colleges. They'd refresh their emails over and over again. They'd run out of class to pick up every phone call. I even remember some people writing to their top choices just to check in and see if there's anything else that they needed. Even though it was clearly out of their hands, they still wanted to be able to tip the scales and do just a little bit more. The second were people that knew that they did the best that they could. Instead of stressing so much, they took the time to actually get ready for college. You know, they kept their grades up, they started working part-time, maybe they'd even schedule a few sit-downs with older brothers and sisters to learn from their experiences. When it comes to the kingdom, that second type of person is the person that prepares themselves as they wait for the fruit of their devotion. They care more about each and every step, every day, sharpening their character and trusting more and more in God. You know, I wasn't the best student in high school, so when I got that acceptance letter from Northeastern all those years ago, after having been rejected from every other college I applied to, maybe it was just relief that I managed to get in somewhere. But I really do remember feeling that pull from the Holy Spirit. You know, my prayer that year had been that wherever I ended up, that God would meet me there and change my life and how I understood his kingdom here on earth. And if I hadn't waited that way by praying and by preparing myself, maybe I wouldn't have fallen in love with Boston the way that I have these past 6 years. Maybe my heart wouldn't have been open to receive all the incredible blessings that I've received in this amazing city. You know, this time of harvest, we don't know when it's going to come, but there are going to be times where we do see the fruit, where we are ready. Let's continue to wait well until those days, until that time where we really can enjoy the fruit. And when the harvest comes, let's pray that it finds us ready, having prepared. You know, as we close out our devotion today, let me ask you this. What seeds might God be growing in your life right now? You know, what destinations and callings might he be bringing you towards? As we go about our day today, let's think about these things. And as we wait and trust that he's working, let's ask, how can I water those seeds? How can I be faithful in the waiting? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this word, and we ask that you continue to be growing these seeds in our hearts. Lord, we may not know exactly what steps and how these things happen, but until we grow and until we look back and see how far we've come, I pray that we can just remain faithful to the practices and to the devotions that you have called us to be faithful to. Lord, I just pray for my brothers and sisters that you give them strength today, help them to not be distracted, and help them to really come to you, Lord. We pray all this in your name. Amen.